How did the move come about? How did you end up here?
Well, just got a phone call not too long ago, actually, from my agent, and he told me about the move, and we both thought about it and thought, you know, it's a good opportunity to come here, and you know, it's a good club, big club. That's, you know, shouldn't be in this league, but they are at the moment. But yes, I thought it was a good opportunity to come down here and hopefully get some games and some goals.
What do you know about Scottish football?
Sorry, the chief, I don't know too much. I only know, obviously, the big teams, you know, the Celtics, Rangers. I do know about Aberdeen, as one of my mates, Michael Hector, was on loan down there last season. So, yeah, I do know about...
So are you watching Aberdeen?
yeah, just for him anyway. So, but, yeah, I don't know too much anyway. Yeah.
And Noel Hunt was at Reading too, and he was here as a player.
Oh, Noel Hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came here from Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah.
And then he went on to Dundee United.
Okay, see, I knew he was at Dundee. I didn't know he was at Dunfermline as well.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and he was a hero here.
Oh, well, if I have a career like him, then I'll be very happy because he's a top man and a top player as well. Yeah. So, yeah, I know, hon. He's a very top man, yeah.
You started off as a youth at Reading through the Royals.
Yeah, started off there from around 14, 15, and just come up through the ranks. And come up through, you know, the 21s to make the first team bench a couple of times. And yeah, it was a good experience.
You're a local lad, you were born in Oxford?
Born and raised in Oxford, so Reading weren't too far. No. Not like here anyway.
Further away.
Yeah.
Still not far from Heathrow.
Yeah, exactly. That's the good thing. It's not a far flight at all, so it's easy in that perspective to get back and forth.
And your career at Reading, once you signed professional forms, you were loaned out to Conference Southern League team?
Conference Prem team, yeah. Ebbsfleet, which I played about nine games there. Nine games, scoring is it four or five goals? So yeah, done all right there for my first loan, yeah.
And then you went on to play for a couple other.
Yeah, then I went on to Yeovil for about 6 months, and you know, scored a couple goals there as well, and yeah, that was a great experience there. And then went to Plymouth a bit after, but that was a bit disrupted by injury and stuff like that, and yeah, just of last season, went on loan to Shrewsbury for a month in League One as well. So yeah, just had a bit of experience in the leagues.
And I know Reading failed to get promotion to the Premiership, but
yeah,
quite a bit of a surprise that you were released, really.
Yeah, it was. It was come of it as a bit of a surprise to me and some of the players and fans and whatnot. But you know, it is what it is, and obviously they had their decisions to make, and unfortunately I wasn't kept on, so you know, I just got to move on and pave another path for me. So yeah.
Did you have other options as opposed to coming to Dunfermline?
Yeah, I had a few options, but I was just trying to weigh them up realistically, kind of thing. You know, I just wanted to go, and I think it's important for me just to go somewhere and play games, which is what I need, and you know, just a good run of games and, you know, goals and games. That's what I need at the moment. Yeah, so I think Dunfermline was the right choice for me.
We've got a few strikers, but the manager was looking for someone different.
Yeah,
because he's got that in you.
Yeah, well, I hope I can bring something different. You know, I can bring obviously my physical attributes as well as my you know, footballing skills and whatnot, and you know, with my eye for goal, which is good.
What kind of striker would you describe yourself as?
Well, very pacey, powerful striker with an eye for goal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're quite high. Do you score many with your head?
I like to say yes, but not so much. Not so much. I'm used to playing the ball at my feet anyway. That's where I really do like it. You know, playing good football and ball at the feet. But if I do have to use my head, then I will. Yeah, as I can anyway. So,
and what, have you met the other strikers up here that you might be able to form a partnership with, like so Michael Muffett and Ryan Wallace?
Yeah. I've seen a few of them in training as of recent last couple of days, and you know, they're really good strikers, and they look like they know what they're doing, and they have very good fundamentals in the game and stuff. So, yeah, I look to form a good partnership with both of them. Really, yeah.
You're disappointed you can't play against Annan today?
Yeah, I was looking forward to. To playing, and you know, I'm always looking forward to playing, and on a Saturday anyway. So, yeah, it's kind of disappointed. But obviously, we had to let the international check go through and stuff like that with the FA and FIFA and whatnot. So that takes a bit of time. So until that goes through.
Thanks very much for that, and hope to speak to you after you've scored a few goals after the first team games.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you. Bye.